Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Ben Roethlisberger is going to have surgery on his right elbow that Coach Mike Tomlin said would keep him out for the rest of the season. And I picked the Steelers to win the AFC North. I thought they would beat out Cleveland. I wasn't a believer in Baltimore. And I thought they'd bounce back from losing all that talent, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, in the offseason. Talent, troubled talent, I should say, but talent. But now their season is over. I don't think anybody denies that.
It might have been over even before the injury, to be honest.
Very good point.
Right?
Let's just be honest. Now, look, losing to Seattle, there's no shame in that. But I believe the game was in Pittsburgh.
Right, coming off of the bad opening loss. And then you go home hoping to get an equalizer, right, and being 1-1. You lose, and you lose your quarterback.
Yep. So the good news for them was that the Browns weren't looking too good, at least after week one. And obviously the Bengals aren't much. So they might have had a chance to sneak in to the playoffs. But now they're done for sure. You have any doubt in that?
I don't have any doubt. In fact,
you didn't believe in them anyway.
I didn't believe in them because why people got caught up. And you know this, Chris, a lot of Steelers fans, they just were in denial. Like, oh, you could lose that guy. It doesn't matter. Oh, you could lose that guy. It doesn't matter. They kept preaching that addition by subtraction. I think that they miscalculated. And I'm not just playing prisoner of the moment. The offense just wasn't the same. Let's just be honest. Would we agree on that?
Yeah, it wasn't. And I was caught up into it too. And I think with good reason, because I do think that sometimes it is addition by subtraction. When you got guys with bad attitudes, I think Antonio Brown had just worn out. That had just run its course. Now, I think in New England, he may be fine, but Oakland wasn't a strong enough organization for him. It had run its course in Pittsburgh. I don't think most teams would be a good fit for AB, but I think New England may be.
Right, but it was more about Pittsburgh.
So I think getting rid of him. But Juju's struggling as the number one, I tell you that.
Well, but that's what happens sometimes. When people think that it's all about them, there are other situations and scenarios where, Chris, you know that. Like, if you have somebody else, it's just like a batting order, okay? If you don't have protection in the batting order, right, you're not going to get those pitches to hit. When they got to start hitting behind you, Chris, guess what? You're going to see the fastballs because they can't walk you, and he's behind you.
Yep.
So you get those pitches to hit, and if you don't have protection, right, they'll throw you garbage, and then they'll go after the guy behind you. So you can sit there and think it's all about you, but those things do factor in sports.
No question.
That's it.
No question.
Yep.
So, no question.
But I'll say this. Ben bouncing back or not, and for him to put out a statement that he's going to honor his 3-year contract, which is kind of weird to me that would be even on your mind to talk about. That you're going to honor it or whatever. I guess, I don't know. Unless Ben said he was going to quit, why in the world would you do that? You just got injured.
I get it because of his age. He's 37, and I think you're about to make a big statement. He's 37.
I'm moving on.
Right. So you're saying he's done no matter what?
Yes, because I think that...
That's precisely why I think he released that statement. You're not wrong. But at 37 years old, you have a season-ending injury. It's natural for people to be like, you're done. It's over. If LeBron's only 35. He's not quite as old. But, even if LeBron had like some season-ending serious injury early this upcoming season, some people would begin to wonder, based on last year, the first serious injury with the groin, then you'd have a big injury. Remember, that's when Kobe's career began to go south. You got an injury.
Once you have that first one.
Right. I think that's why. But Go ahead. I don't want to take away from your statement.
All right. Is this on? Hello, Pittsburgh. Hear me out. Whether he comes back healthy or not, it's time to move on from Big Ben. Enough already. The rice is done. Oh, that's Uncle Ben. The clock is ticking. He's run out of time. This organization is going the other way. You want to talk about falling off a cliff? Have you watched Big Ben before the injury? It wasn't happening. It was going the other way. Sometimes look at it as a blessing. Things happen for a reason. Isn't that what they say? Here's your excuse. Run the other way. Tell Ben thank you, but no thank you. I don't want any more Ben Roethlisberger if I'm in Pittsburgh. Try something else. I don't want an old, aging quarterback who, without talent around him, is going to struggle. Struggling.
Struggling.
Struggling. That's right. Thank you, Joe Namath. That's what's happening to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cut bait. Tell them thank you. Sayonara. Is that how you say it? All that. Thank you. I'm done with Ben Roethlisberger. If I'm the management in Pittsburgh. And you know what? Take Mike Tomlin with you.
Oh.
All right. I'm ready to move on.
Oh.
Time for a new era. No, this is Rob Parker, not Terry Bradshaw talking.
All right. You've gone too
far. Okay, there we go.
All right.
Thank you.
I was fine with the Ben stuff because I think he was going to have a decent year. I guess obviously he wasn't off to a great start. But I wasn't convinced he was done. I mean, just a year ago, he led the league in yardage, all right? So I thought he could still have something left. However, let's look at it. Is this team with Ben Roethlisberger going anywhere? This is not a blessing in disguise, but you make the best of it. And what it has turned into is an opportunity to see what you have now in Mason Rudolph, the backup. That's what it is. See what you have in him. See if he, you know, I think they like him. And he wasn't horrible on Sunday. He's actually okay. See what you have in him and see if he's your quarterback of the future. If he isn't, then you draft a quarterback. And you begin the next era of Pittsburgh Steelers football. Ben had a great era. Ben had a great career. He doesn't have to apologize for anything. I mean, he had his issues.
They won two Super Bowls, right.
But yeah, he won two Super Bowls. He's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame. Great. But you could see it was time. You know, people questioned his leadership. We heard it last year. We heard there was a story that just came out, about a week ago, talking about his leadership and all that. It's time to move on. I'm with you on that, Rob. And where I'm not with you is on Mike Tomlin. No. The Pittsburgh Steelers are better than that. Since 1969, Rob, what is that? 31, that's 50 years. They have had three head coaches. Chuck Knoll, the great Chuck Knoll, four Super Bowls.
I got it. I remember Chuck Knoll. I watched him.
Yes, Bill Cowher gets you one. Mike Tomlin gets you one. Unless Mike Tomlin's ready to walk out himself, which I'm sure he's not, you stick with him. Now, if he can't start a new era, right, in a few years, then it might be time to move on. But I think the Steelers will stick with Mike Tomlin, and I think they should. He's still a young guy because he started as a young coach. He's 47 years old. And, you know, he's got a long career left. If he can't get you started in that new direction in a few years, then you can move on. But no, not yet. Look at what he's dealt with. All these headaches.
Yeah, but some of it is his because of what he's done from the standpoint of the way he runs his locker room. And you know he's been criticized by Terry Bradshaw about how that thing goes down. I'm not saying I think Terry's been harsh, calls him a cheerleader or whatever.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that. Because you're right. Because some people are looking at him like he enabled Ben.
That's what I'm saying.
He enabled AB.
That was the story that we read. Didn't we read that story by Mike Freeman?
No question. And there's truth in there. But others could look at it and are looking at it like, man, Mike Tomlin made it work with Le'Veon Bell and his issues, Antonio Brown and his issues. You know what I'm saying? So you can look at it one of two ways. And maybe even take a little bit of both. And I think he could learn from that. You know, when he took over, he's a young guy. He made it work. He won a Super Bowl. But I think going forward, he would learn, look, let me not empower a player like that, like I did in the past.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Rob Parker, look, I'm so mad you chickened out. I am so mad you chickened out. You remember? You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
I'm still offering it. In fact, I might even give you a little something like a handicap to make you do it. Remember, I offered. You and I made a bet that Patrick Mahomes would. You said he would not throw 40 touchdowns this season. And I said he would throw at least 40. And we bet wings. And about 3 weeks ago, it was before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to up the bet to a pair of Jordans. And you chickened out. Now, do I need to? Of course, if he gets hurt, the bet's off.
No, I don't. Why is it?
Because if he gets hurt, he can't throw touchdowns. It's not fair. But is there something some handicap you want? You want to up it?
No, because you never. If you would have kept your bet on the Jordans with the LeBron not making the playoffs, I would have made it, Chris. I would have. Am I right? I would have made that bet.
I'm not Vegas. Don't give me that in Vegas. They don't, you know, somebody gets hurt, they get hurt. I'm not Vegas. I'm just a humble, innocent individual.
With a $2 million watch. But here you go.
Right.
I knew you were going to come, stick your chest out. He's played two god-awful teams.
Rob,
no.
Is he not the man?
No.
Come on.
He only had, after the second quarter, he didn't have any touchdowns.
Well, because he had exhausted himself in the second quarter with throwing for almost 300 yards and four touchdowns.
But why don't you keep playing? He should have had 12 touchdowns at that rate.
He threw for more yards and touchdowns than your boy Aaron Rodgers threw for in the entire game. In fact, he threw for more touchdowns in that one quarter than Aaron Rodgers has thrown for all season.
And Aaron Rodgers has two division wins, 2-0, and they're in a great spot. That's where they are so far.
Well, yeah, Kansas City's in a pretty good spot, too.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're 2-0.
We'll see. If you ask me which team has a better shot at making it to the championship, I'd say right now the Patriots are in the Chiefs' way, and I don't know if they're going to make it.
Green Bay is not looking very good.
Oh, their defense is looking
Rodgers
really good.
Rodgers isn't looking good. Rodgers got to step it up.
He's only going to get better. But let's stick to the script.
Well, here's the script. I'm telling you, I said it, and I'm not proclaiming this right now. Of course, it's way too early.
Is this Chris Broussard or Ron Jaworski? I want to make sure. Who is this?
I'm proud to be mentioned in the same breath as Jaws.
Okay.
Even though he was wrong on Kaepernick. I said about a month ago on First Things First with Chris Carter, I said Patrick Mahomes could become the GOAT. He's got a chance. He's got to win, obviously.
That's so out there.
I know it's too early, but hold on.
That's way out there.
I'm not saying he is the GOAT.
No, but to say that he could be the GOAT off of a season and two games, that's all he's played.
This dude, and here's why I'm saying it. Because this guy is Jordan-esque. I'm throwing it out there. It reminds me of when Michael Jordan entered the NBA. Michael Jordan entered the NBA and immediately took it by storm.
And took 7 years to win, right?
That's fine. It won't take Mahomes 7, believe me. 28 points a game as a rookie. Over 50% from the... demolishing people.
I covered the even league then. I remember.
So even though he didn't win a championship, he was doing things we'd never seen before, and he just wowed everybody. Tell me that's not what Patrick Mahomes is
doing. No, I don't see that. I do not see Michael.
300 yards in a quarter.
I don't see Michael Jordan.
Four touchdowns in a quarter.
I don't, because...
No matter who's hurt, Tyreek Hill hurt, I'm all right.
But
let me make Mecole Hardman
a
superstar.
It's also
Kareem Hunt, oh, that's fine. Give me somebody, give me an old LeSean McCoy. I'll make do. This dude is the truth.
I'm not there.
Not the truth, the truth.
I'm not there because I heard the same thing when Colin Kaepernick.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Nobody
we
was
could
saying
play it.
Kaepernick as we good
could,
as he
we
was,
could play
he
it.
Wasn't this dude.
He,
play it.
Yes.
Play it. Play it, dude.
Ron Jaworski said he could wind up being
and
the greatest guy. The greatest, the greatest. And you're going to be alone on this.
Yes,
you will be.
Other people are saying this is the best guy they've seen throw the football.
They're
not saying it about Aaron Rodgers now. They're saying it about Patrick Mahomes.
He hasn't won jack yet. He hasn't done anything, Chris.
That means he's not great because he hasn't won yet?
No, but I'm not saying
that. Is that what that means?
Because you're just basing it when you do the Aaron Rodgers thing. Stop. He has the greatest... quarterback rating in the history of the NFL. He has the best touchdown to interception ratio. No, it's not.
Brother.
He still has it. He has it right now. Go Wikipedia Aaron Rodgers. He still has it.
I thought we were sticking the script.
He threw 412 passes without an interception.
What is Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm just trying to tell you.
All I said was people. I'm hearing people on television.
I don't believe that. I don't believe
Patrick Mahomes is throwing it better than anybody I've seen.
I don't believe that yet. He's not playing anybody. He hasn't played anybody yet.
It's the NFL.
I saw Aaron Rodgers beat the Dallas Cowboys in a playoff game with an unbelievable throw at the game.
With the Aaron Rodgers
I'm just talking
stuff
about
from yesteryear?
It. No, but
I'm
you mentioned
about
him.
Now.
I don't believe it. I think you're over. You're a prisoner of the moment. He's beating scrub teams. Beat somebody in a big game. Beat the Patriots. Don't get shut out in the first half at home.
It wasn't
beat
his
the
fault
Patriots.
They lost.
Beat
it
the
wasn't
Patriots.
His fault they lost.
That's what I'm trying
he
to tell you.
Plenty of
when
points.
I see that in a big game and he wins, Chris, I'll be the first one to say, you were onto something. But I'm not going to sit here and throw a parade and confetti when he's beating up terrible defenses and teams that aren't any good.
Is that
this
all
isn't
he
the
beat
time.
Up? Are you
this
are
isn't
you
the time.
Serious?
Yes.
Is that all he beat up last
yes,
year?
Yes, I'm talking about this
the
year.
Little sisters
you didn't
poor.
Say that last year.
It's been
year.
A continuation.
No, but I'm you not, didn't I, say it.
If he, look, if these were the first two games of his career, there is no way on God's green earth I'd be sitting here saying he's Jordan-esque and he could be the GOAT one day. I'm basing it on his last game as a rookie. I'm basing it on all of last season when he was the MVP, the second quarterback ever to throw for 5,000 plus yards and 50 TDs in a season. And I'm basing it on these games this year. That's enough of a litmus test. That's enough. I'm not basing on three games.
Totally disagreeing. I'll give you why.
He's on pace to throw for 6,500 yards.
When we talk about Colin Kaepernick's first 2 years, 17-6 as a starter, 60% passer rating, 31 touchdowns.
60%.
Hold on. 31. Let me give you this. 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, over 5,000 yards, 935 rushing yards, including 9 touchdowns, including a playoff record where he had 263 passing yards and 181 rushing yards in a playoff game to beat the Packers and a Super Bowl appearance. That's in his first 2 years. So can he at least can we wait until Mahomes gets to a Super Bowl in the second year?
No, we can't. I'm not there yet. And because
of that,
you can't even compare.
And then because
Colin
of that,
Kaepernick as a passer, that's to Patrick Mahomes.
That's why Ron Jaworski went out on the limb and said he could be the greatest quarterback ever after those first 2 years, and it didn't pan out. I'm not saying he's going to be a bust or he's no good, Chris, but pump the brakes. You're too caught up in the moment. He hasn't played anybody. Look, just stop.
He played everybody last year.
I'm talking,
what are you talking about?
But you weren't ready to make that claim last year. But why are you ready to make it against two weak competition games this year? That makes no sense to me.
Stop it.
If you're talking about last year, you should have said it.
You're putting words into my mouth.
Yes.
I told you a month ago, before they played a regular season game, this dude could become the GOAT. I said it on national TV. I'm not just basing it on these two games.
The numbers I gave you for Kaepernick, his numbers
pale in comparison to him. You serious?
And that, I'm talking about
there's not a person on earth that would compare Colin Kaepernick as a passer on his best day to Pat Mahomes.
I'm talking about game he had against the Packers is better than any game that Patrick Mahomes has had in any game because it was a playoff game propelled
Mahomes
him.
Did Patrick Mahomes throw 6 touchdowns in the game?
No, he also had four interceptions. Do you remember that in the same game? Yes. That was the Rams game.
Hold on.
That's a better game than any game he had.
You're fudging numbers.
No, I'm not.
You said that Kaepernick had 31 touchdowns. He never threw for 30 touchdowns in a season.
Chris, you want to rewind the tape? I said in his first 2 years.
Yeah, but you said it all. You said it like it was all in one year.
No, I didn't. I said in his first 2 years, it's the first thing I said.
You want to bring up Colin Kaepernick.
No, let me just give you this.
Colin Kaepernick, 21 touchdowns, 8 interceptions in 2013.
That's not what I said.
19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions the next season.
We're in year 2.
And you dare to compare him to Pat Mahomes?
Because he's had a bigger win in the playoffs. Pat Mahomes didn't have a game like that. Nobody did. And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's one game.
When he does that. Yeah,
one game.
It was on the table when the cards were on the table and the money was on the table.
School you. Stop it. That's like comparing.
Premature is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you to pump the brakes because they did the same thing for Kaepernick. Everybody was gaga over Kaepernick. And you got to let it play out.
You just don't want to give him
You got to let it play out, Chris. No.
Because
you won't pay up. Because if he has a hangnail next week and doesn't play, then you want out of the
belt. If he gets hurt for the season, you darn right I ain't paying up.
In Vegas, they would pay me.
If he plays 15 games, then I ain't Vegas. All right, let's throw it out to the callers. I bet they're going to come at you hard. If they don't, I'm going to be seriously disappointed.
It's just that the idea that you're the premature, that's all.
They were saying it about Michael Jordan after a year because you can see it.
They said
what? I don't have to just wait because I can see. I know football. I can see how good this dude is. Everybody can except you. Is Patrick Mahomes Jordan-esque or not? Does he have the potential to become the GOAT? Potential. I'm not, of course I'm not saying he's there now. But potentially?
That's what they said.
Oh my.
That's what they said about Colin Kaepernick too.
I didn't say that.
I don't care what you said. I'm telling you what was said at the same time.
Who's the other they?
I'm just telling you.
Ron Jaworski. Who else?
And there were other players.
That's a he.
There were other people who were like all on it. And they were like, and Jaworski stepped out there just like you're. We're going to hold on to this tape.
This dude.
And 10 years from now, when he's still looking for a playoff win, you'll be what you call it. You'll be like, oh, well, I thought the first 2 games against nobody.
As much as I love Ron Jaworski, I thought then it was crazy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, so the Browns are about to dismantle the Jets tonight.
They better.
It's a must win, right?
Now, that game is in New Jersey. That's in your home state.
Right. Let me give an update. OBJ is wearing a watch. I can see him on the set. It's a silver watch. And so, at least it was in warm-ups. I don't know. Maybe he'll have a different color one for the game. But he's wearing a watch, so it must be plastic, I guess. It's a lot to play for. Well, pay for a plastic watch.
I guess
$200,000.
I guess the NFL's hands are tied. But is it the Rick Roby, the kicker for the Dolphins who wore a watch?
Reggie Roby.
I said Rick Roby. Reggie Roby.
He did wear a watch. I mean, my thing was
Is that what it is? That they feel they have no grounds? If he was allowed to wear a watch, Chris, you could say, well, he's a punter, but he would have to tackle somebody if somebody came his way on a return, on a punt return. He was wearing a regular black watch.
Right. I do think it's very different as a punter or a kicker, right? But you're right. Occasionally, they might have to actually make a contact. Tackle. Right. So, if it's legal, I'm not mad at OBJ, but
I'm mad.
I just don't. It just says you're a little too preoccupied with some other stuff.
See, that's my point.
Right?
I'm mad from that standpoint, Chris, that I just don't get it. Like, that's where your focus is.
Right.
With everything going on, with the season on the line, you had a terrible game one, and you're, like, being defiant about some watch. I don't get it.
I'm with you. And you have plenty of other ways to express your fashion sense, honestly. I mean, he's wearing cleats tonight that have the big OBJ on the side. They're Nikes, of course, but big OBJ on the side. You know, you got your arm sleeve. I mean, there's plenty of ways you can express your individuality with your uniform. But a watch, it's just completely unnecessary. At least Reggie Roby, he did his to record his hang time.
And Chris, you see he has on a blue arm sleeve for warm-ups, and then purple. Is that purple?
I think it was purple. Yeah,
and then he'll change it to orange or whatever, right, or something for the
That's
game.
That's just too much,
so
right?
What is that?
It's a little too much, like, focus on that. I mean, here's the bottom line, Rob. When you do these sorts of things, I mean, you better produce in a big way.
And the truth is,
it's like when you go to Miami.
Right.
They're really, technically, you're off. You can go to Miami, right? I mean, technically, hey, it's your off day. Do what you want to do. But you better come back and play a heck of a game when you go to Miami on the day before, you know, a playoff practice. And so that's kind of where he is now. I think you know, if you're going to do these sorts of things, then you better play at a very high level.
And Chris, so the retail value of the watch that he's wearing tonight,
right,
Odell Beckham Jr., is $2 million. Now, are you serious?
No.
That's what they say.
$2 million? Are you serious?
That's what they say.
$2 million?
Crazy.
I can't even imagine a $2 million watch, let alone playing football.
There you go. There's Chris Broussard money.
If I had a $2 million watch, I wouldn't be playing football in it. How can it? There's no way it's plastic. If it's I don't see how you buy a plastic watch for $187,000, which is what his last one was.
Right.
That's
what they say, the retail value. So he'll be rocking that during the game.
Well, he better be rocking some catches and touchdowns.
And some touchdowns.
Too.
You're 100% right about that.
Man, wow. Well,
and the watch is not plastic from what they say. So it
really
is not.
So they're just, maybe, like, you might be right then. Maybe the Reggie Roby thing. I mean, I can't.
Hold on. Rob G has the details. Chris.
Okay.
Let's do this
Give
real quick.
Give us the details, Rob G.
Yep. That's right. It is the Richard Mille RM5602, the name of the watch.
Richard.
Whatever. Three-part casing is made entirely of sapphire crystal.
Sapphire?
Which makes it extremely hard and scratch resistant.
What? Why don't he just wear a swatch?
Do they still make those?
Those were plastic.
People
do
don't
actually.
Even know what those are, Chris. Really?
Swatches used to be fresh.
No, they were big time.
When I was in high school, I had several swatches.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were rolling like that?
You didn't wear a swatch?
No, I had one.
They were only like $60 or something like that.